This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-O-N, and Lake November PLAG Practice. Fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Darwin, D-A-R-W-I-N, Pesca, P-E-S-K-A. Date of birth 6-4 of 1940. Dear Ms. Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pesca with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, obesity, COPD, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was January 21st of this year. And since that time, he went into the hospital. He was in atrial fibrillation with a very rapid heart rate of 180. He actually couldn't feel that, but he was coughing, and now he has some chest congestion and some crackles in his right base, which don't seem to ever go away. He doesn't feel sick, he's not coughing, and not excessively short of breath. They did cardiovert him, and he's remained in sinus rhythm since that hospitalization. He is on many new medications, though, including Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Paserone 200 milligram daily, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily. Lyrica is also new. That's 25 milligram twice a day. He's on vitamin D, which is 50,000 units once a week. Iron with vitamin C supplement daily. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Tylenol for pain. Synthroid 200 microgram once daily. he also was feeling very well today, somewhat tired and a little sore with back pain. Physical exam, weight 278 pounds, pulse 62, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 72. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with some inspiratory rails in the right base. Left is clear. They are very faint, difficult to hear, but they are present. Heart is regular with a nice regular rate of 62, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese without tenderness, no ascites, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 6th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.82 with estimated GFR of 36. This is a stable level for him. Calcium 8.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 24. Magnesium was 1.9, phosphorus 3.7, and hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, and no uremic symptoms. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, chronic obesity, and weight is down 6 pounds over the last 9 months, so he will continue to try to lose weight. 3, COPD with recent exacerbation and now some inspiratory crackles in the right base. 4, benign prostatic hypertrophy, currently stable. And 5, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He is anticoagulated. He's on beta blocker, Paserone, Lipitor. And he will follow up with cardiology for ongoing management. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.